Rob Likens. All right, Coach Likens, you're here in place of Sonny Dykes, who's at the happening tonight. Tell me a little bit of how practice went tonight. First day with pads.
Well, you know, as a coach, this is my 21st year coaching, and that first day of pads is it's always tough. You would think it's real exciting, but what happens? Their emotions get to them early, and then there's a big lull in the middle of practice because all that the heat and it all sets in on them, and they got all this extra weight and everything, and they're hitting. And so you get this big lull in the middle of practice. You know, all you can do is just hope that they'll regain some momentum there in the last team periods and play tough. And I think that's what we did. You know, we got a little squirrely out here in the team periods. You know, we got into it a little bit, you know, but there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that both sides competed very well at the end. We were sloppy on both sides of the ball. That's what happens when you get fatigued. You start losing those details. But they competed. I thought they competed very well there at the end.
Talk to me about the emotions. And first day, your guys are really hitting. How do you keep up the intensity but control the emotions?
Well, you know, you got to just be smart. And you got to have good leadership on your team because you got to take care of each other. What happens is you're in shorts for the first 3 days. And everybody looks great in shorts, and everybody runs around, and everybody does a lot of talking and all that fun stuff. And then you get pads in, and, you know, then the real football players start showing up, and the real football players want to hit somebody. That's what football's all about. So so you got to be smart. You got to have a veteran team that wants to take care of each other and understand the big picture that we're all in it together and we want to win. You know, but we still got to be tough, you know, and we still got to hit.
Talk to me a little bit on the offense. Who stood out today?
You know, I thought Ahmad Page stood out today just by, you know, competing all the way through practice. What happened is we got 10 receivers and 7 of them went out with either cramping or some form of injury. And, you know, we were left with just 3 there at the end. And him and Tim Moulton hung in there, and Philip Livis hung in there, and those guys competed there at the end. And we had a couple guys that normally don't get a ton of reps that had to go in there at the end for, you know, quite a bit. But I thought Ray Hawley, he competed really well. Cruz Williams competed today.
What does a guy like Ray Hawley bring to the team when he can start on the 2-yard line and make 2 cuts and take it to the house?
Well, yeah, it's a whole dimension to your different dimension to your offense because you literally can score on every single play. And I think once it's all said and done and we get the starters, the guys that are going to be starting the game, and they all get out on the field at one time, I think that we're going to be an offense that literally can score from anywhere on any play. We got about 4 or 5 guys out there that could, you know, take it the distance at any time. So it makes the play calling a little bit easier when a guy can make some guys miss and get 20 on a play that's blocked for 5, you know.
Talk a little about the defense. They seem to be drooling at the thought of being able to actually hit someone for real today. And the defensive backs particularly really stuck it to some of the receivers throughout the day.
Yeah, they did, you know. And since I'm the receiver coach, it's hard for me to watch, you know, linebackers and defensive line. So I really couldn't give you an honest opinion of what went on there. But I get a chance to see the defensive backs every day, you know, up close and personal. And I'm going to tell you what, Josh Victorian is probably one of the best corners I've been around in 20 years. He really is. And Justin Goodman, I thought he competed very well today. He went against Tim Moulton and Ahmad Page every other play over there, and he really was physical, out-jumped him a couple times for the ball to knock it down, and he played very well.
What do you hope to see tomorrow as the fatigue of the physicality of the game starts to set in?
Well, tomorrow is going to be a huge leadership day because everybody's going to be tired. Everybody's going to be hurting. There's going to be some guys that are out. So the guys that are practicing are going to get more reps than they usually would. And so you're going to see a team that you're going to need some leadership tomorrow. You're going to need some guys to step it up because, you know, after a while they get tired of the coaches yelling at them. But when their teammate tells them, hey, you got to pick it up, we need you, it means a little more to them. And so if we can get some good leadership tomorrow will be a good day to gauge our leadership, I think, on this football team. All right.